Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Duncan, it's the Official Coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Very good morning to everyone out there. Fan Hotline, we go out to it. It's presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. We're kind of inverted today because we had Wednesdays with Whaley in the 7 o'clock hour, not the 9 o'clock hour. But Ray Fittipaldo holds his own spot before we get to the midweek morning mouth-off a little later on this hour, which we'll give you in just a little bit. With all that, we welcome in Ray. Hello, Ray. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing well.
Ray, I'm going to ask you the hard one first. Steelers have 5 left. How many do they win?
I'm going to say, I think 3-2 is very realistic, but I do see a path for them getting to 4-1.
Continue.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you're playing the Ravens without Lamar Jackson. You know, that's a big deal. And if you win that game, you roll into Carolina and play a bad Panthers team, you get to 500, you would have momentum. To me, the Raiders game is the one that I struggle with. But if you have momentum there, you could possibly win that game. And then you'd be above 500, you lose at Baltimore, and then it's for all the marbles coming back home to play the Browns, possibly still alive for the playoffs. So I think that Raiders game really is the one. Obviously, you got to get past this week, right? I mean, this week is the biggest one. But that Raiders game, they're playing better. You know, a lot of emotion in the building because of the Immaculate Reception anniversary. To me, that's the biggest game as we look forward here over the final 5 weeks of the season.
Right. Say they go 2-3, 1-4, or say they lose, you know, the rest of the 5 games left on the schedule. Would that be the biggest disappointment segment of the season?
Yeah, I think so. Just because, you know, I'm sure you guys listened to the press conference yesterday. I mean, you know, Mike was pretty, you know, saying stay tuned. You know, people asked him, has this team turned the corner? So, yeah, I mean, you know, I think he has a belief in this team right now. I think you could see that belief growing among the players every week. So, yeah, I mean, when I said 3-2, I'm thinking like 3-2 is probably the worst they can do in the stretch. I would be really surprised if they did 2 or 3 or worse down the stretch. I think, number one, the schedule isn't as good, Doran. And number two, I just think they've kind of figured some things out on offense to the point where, you know, they're going to be in position to win a lot of games down the stretch here.
Ray, people are getting mad at us every time we bring it up, but I'll ask you because you were there yesterday. Did you think or were you surprised, I guess, that nobody asked him about that fan interaction video that went viral?
No. I mean, what is there to ask? I mean, coaches drop F-bombs all the time. I mean,
they do?
This one,
can you at a fan
absolutely.
Like that? At a fan like that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's – that, I
can
don't
you
know.
Wait a minute. Stop for a minute, Ray. I love you, and I've been friends with you for 20 years. Tell me all the times that you saw coaches on camera that made the internet talking to fans like that.
Yeah, but you say on camera, it's a guy who had a phone in what Tomlin perceives to be his workspace. I mean, I just
– But the fan wasn't out of order in where he was. He had a pass to be there.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, I just don't think – like, Colin, like, I couldn't even imagine – like, how would you frame that question? Mike,
very easily.
Yesterday. Do you feel bad about it? I mean, what is
I would frame it just like this. Mike, there's a video of you all over the internet. I would make it lighthearted. There's a video of you all over the internet, Mike. It's out there. Everybody's talking about it. Man, what the heck happened here? You could give him an out to make it a comedic moment.
I guess. I mean, it didn't even cross my mind, to be honest with you, Colin.
Ray, when you think about the Steelers and where they are, they've now rushed for 789 yards in their last five games. It's the second most under Mike Tomlin in a five-game stretch. What has got them to this point now running the football?
Well, I think number one, the offensive line has done a really good job of gelling. And I think we've got to give a lot of credit to Pat Meyer there. It was kind of rough in the beginning. He taught these guys a lot of new techniques. It's well known. I've gone over it. But, five offensive line coaches in 5 years, it's not easy to learn different techniques each and every season. But now that they have an idea of what Pat wants them to do, they got it rolling a little bit. And, the second part of that is since the bye week, Najee Harris has been playing much better. And I don't know, was it the injuries early in the season? Was it the fact that maybe he was trying to create too much and maybe too much dancing? But you see him now. I mean, that the Najee Harris we saw against the Falcons was the Najee Harris that we saw for most of last season, right? I mean, pile driving guys into the ground, running hard, moving the pile. He's been really good here over the last couple of weeks. So I don't see any – as long as those guys stay healthy – and that's another thing. I mean, that offensive line largely has stayed healthy most of the season. That's been really key for their development. As long as they stay healthy, I expect this to continue. And the Ravens have a really good run defense. This is going to be a really good matchup to see just exactly where the Steelers are with their running game. I think the Ravens give up 82 yards per game. I think they're second or third in the league and run defense. So this will be a good matchup on Sunday.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Stay right there with the run game, Ray. This is a big, big – it's not a point of contention, but I think it's a great conversation. Najee Harris came out of the gate slow. He was hampered. He was hindered by the injury. Did the fortunes of this season maybe change because of the way the Steelers used Najee Harris in the preseason when they didn't have to use him like that?
You mean just getting hurt? I mean, he got hurt in practice in training camp. It wasn't like he got hurt in the preseason game. So
but then why did he play in the preseason?
But then why did he play in the preseason game when he wasn't 100%? You remember?
Right, exactly. So, I mean, there are two different schools of thought on approach to training camps and approach to preseason, and we all know where Mike Tomlin stands. He is going to play his stars. He's going to play everyone on that roster in an attempt to get them ready for week one of the NFL season. We saw that contrast with the Bengals in their approach. And, people were saying after the Steelers upset the Bengals, well, that's because Zach Taylor didn't play his guys. They weren't ready to play. So, I mean, there's always give and take there, but I do see where you're coming from. There's probably going to be a time, and maybe it'll be next year, and Mike has done this before where, he just sort of airmails guys to the regular season. And,
yeah, because doesn't he models himself – like, he's close with McDermott, right? Like, they're big buddies. Everybody knows that, William and Mary. Buffalo plays nobody during their preseason games. Right. I just wonder if after the pandemic and after consultation with some other coaches that his tack may change on the preseason.
Yeah, and they've been banged up all season, and, this week they're actually fairly healthy, but I mean, nagging injuries to guys like TJ Watt, that matters. So there's going to be injuries throughout an NFL season. The Steelers kind of got hit with them early this year, and I think that's a big reason why they're scrapping and clawing and trying to stay in this race. Other teams are going through it now, like the Ravens are going through it now. I mean, they got issues at quarterback. They got issues on their offensive line. So, you know, the teams that weather these injuries the best and, you know, sort of have the best injury luck are the ones that are left standing. But, I do understand your point about the summer, but Mike has had this philosophy for a long time, guys, and I'm not sure that one issue with Najee Harris is going to change his mind.
Ray, not a super in-depth football question here, but there was a point during the game on Sunday and there was a point after the game which showed me, and I think showed a lot of people, what a name, what a player, and what a family can do for an organization, a business, or a franchise. And that was the play during the game was Connor Hayward's touchdown, which was his first touchdown of his career, and it was basically the same way his dad scored his first touchdown during his NFL career. And then coming out after the game, Cameron Hayward said that they visited his dad's grave. I mean, what has Cam and his family and now Connor really done for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Because you know what, Cam Hayward's played a long time and he's nearing the end of his career, and you don't realize that, you know, what impact people can have on certain situations until it's gone. How much impact has really the Cam Hayward and now Connor Hayward had on the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah, I mean, just tremendous on and off the field. I'm sure you guys are aware that once again, for the fifth time, he was nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. He does such, you know, great work off the field. You know, Tuesdays are off days for the players, but every Tuesday, Cam and his teammates are out there, you know, doing something for his foundation or, you know, doing something for the community. So for that to happen to him, and for Connor as well, I mean, you know, I think the way that Cam phrased it after the game, God and his dad were working together to make that happen for Connor there. And, you know, football's an emotional game to begin with, but when you throw that in there, I mean, Cam was basically breaking down and crying on the sidelines after Connor made that catch. So, yeah, I mean, really happy for a guy like Cam, and there's no better human being on the Steelers roster than that guy.
Ray, Steelers win the toss on Sunday. It's about 5-1, maybe. They get the ball at the 25 to start. It's 2nd-and-6 after a 4-yard Najee Harris carry. Bang, the ball goes right to George Pickens on a quick hitter, correct? Is that the way we're looking at this?
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it should unfold. Here's the issue about this offense right now, and I do want to give credit to Matt Canada. They finally have an offensive identity, and it took half a season to get there, but this is a really good running team right now, and they're utilizing their tight ends right now. But in order for this offense to take the next step, your receivers, the guys you're paying a lot of money to, or the guys you invested a lot of draft capital in, they have to be difference makers for your football team. I mean, you guys saw what happened. I mean, 16 play drives, settling for field goals. Why does that happen? Well, you know, you get one illegal procedure penalty, and that kind of sets you behind the sticks, and you don't have the explosive ability within your offense to make that up. So the Steelers have to get better at that. I don't really understand what the issue is. I do understand you have a rookie quarterback, and that's part of it, but at some point, Mike Tomlin, Mike Sullivan, Matt Canada, they got to sit down and say, hey, we got to start taking a few more deep shots. We got to start trying some different things to get the ball into the hands of George Pickens and Deontay Johnson more often. They're winning now, so it's kind of been glossed over. But to me, that's the biggest issue. If you're going to go 4-1 down the stretch, you're not going to be able to do it just with the running game and just by throwing to your tight ends.
Ray Fittipaldo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ray, there was something I wanted to ask. Oh, Holy Cross Crusaders, they're still in it, right?
Yeah, big win. I think they smacked New Hampshire. Now we're going to go out to South Dakota and smack the Jackrabbits.
Yes, did you text Colony about this New Hampshire game at all?
I did not. I forgot. I should do that, though.
Yes, right now. Right now's the time. Now's a good time to do it. He's up. He's not up to anything. He's just hanging around. I believe you should remind him of that victory.
He's literally sitting there right now waiting to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's kind of nice. He might be on the golf course.
Yeah, he could be. Mm-hmm. He could be. All right, Ray. We'll talk next week.
All right, guys.
We'll see. There's Raymond, Ray Fittipaldo. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. Visit them online, South Hills Jeep. And by the way, text us anytime you like. Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Oh, it's me. I need to tell you about QC Kinetics. I almost thought it was someone else telling you about something, but it is me. QC Kinetics there for you. You like that, Crowley? Crowley's laughing at me. There's no laughing matter, though, when your arm hurts, your shoulder hurts, your back hurts, all of it hurts. QC Kinetics wants to help you out. Well, powerful healing agents, highly concentrated. If you're tired of steroid shots that don't work, or if you're trying to avoid surgery, call QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that free consultation. 724-201-4230. 724-201-4230. Two great locations right here, Robinson and in Cranberry. It's an all-natural treatment that can get you lasting relief. People here raving about the results. And right now, appointments are available this coming week. That's QC Kinetics, 724-201-4230.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
30. All right, go back and check out our Fan Morning Show Twitter poll, by the way, brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick, Home Improvement Trust, PJ.com. Penguins get another one, 4-1 last night over Columbus. Mike Sullivan on Crosby rounding into form.
He's just a wiser version of himself, you know. He just, I think he's such a student of the game. He's not only a student of his own game, but he's a student of the game in general. And he's always looking for areas to get better and improve and so I think because of that, you know, his game is ever evolving, and there's always elements to his game that he adds. So I just think he's a wiser version of himself, if that's possible.
3 in a row, 8 of 10. Crosby with a couple goals last night. The Penguins seem to be playing, well, what, 14, 8, and 4, something like that, I think, maybe 15. But playing well, Jari now three in a row. He's won. He's played four in a row. DeSmith hasn't played since back to that Toronto game. So that being said, maybe, again, the Penguins have found a bit of form.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hate to oversimplify it, but sometimes the answer is simple, and sometimes your goalie's playing really well. And that kind of helps insulate everybody from everything, including, you know, missing, 25, 26 minutes a night on the blue line in Chris Letang. And Tristan Jarry's playing really well lately.
How can you get him to play well months from now, though? I mean, it's all well and good, and I'm not trying to be a damper on anybody's parade right now, but, I mean, it's all well and good that you're on a winning streak and you're playing at a high level as the goaltender, but how do you get that to translate at the end of the
season?
Hope
he doesn't get hurt. Hope he doesn't get hurt again going into the playoffs.
Even if he
That's
doesn't,
all you can
I
do.
Mean, can he win playoff games?
We're not going to find out.
We don't know yet, baby. It's great. We thought we'd learn last year, and we didn't.
That's why the regular season for me, and I know this isn't a popular opinion with some people, but the regular season is largely moot for me. It's even more so for the Pittsburgh Penguins at this point. It's get in and figure it out and find out, because we don't know a whole lot about this team because it's so built on and predicated on, I guess I should say, the goalie playing well and the goalie even playing above average. Can he play above average? We don't know. And it resets so much in the playoffs in hockey. It just does. It's a totally different season. The game is officiated much differently. It's almost like just survive through the regular season, get in and see what happens.
I tell you this, though, with Crosby playing at a high level and him having to translate his game and transition his game into a different part of his career and figuring that out, that's the toughest part. Whenever you get to that age of your professional career, is to figure out, how can I play at a different level, even though my skills probably have deteriorated and I can't do the things I did before? That always gives the Penguins a chance.
That's the thing. I don't know if the only skill that's deteriorated on him at all is maybe speed. Yep. Maybe. That's it. Everything else is still there. The uncanny hand-eye, the control of the puck, all of it. Even the control on his edges and his skating ability, despite the maybe losing a little speed over the last several years, it's all still there. He's still capable of every single bit of it.
It was interesting, and it is a talking point, to see how down attendance is quickly. For sure.
What was it last night? It was
not a lot.
Right.
That's what I was going to bring up, Colin. When they would zoom out,
yeah.
I have, since the X generation, I haven't seen that many swaths of empty seats.
The thing is, too, and it isn't that, I mean, you can get tickets on secondary market. You can get in the building for $30, $35.
Which hasn't happened in forever.
Right. It's not like it's $80 or $100. You can get in for $30. You want to just get in. That's for sure. Now, the thing is, too, it's raining. It's 40 degrees. It's Tuesday night. School is in. All of that kind of stuff. I can understand it. I really do. And the economy is what it is. It sucks, you know? I mean, it just sucks. It's $100 for a gallon of gas right now. It's, you know, it is what it is. So I can get them. And I'm never this guy. I'm never the attendance guy. You do with your disposable income, if you have much, what you want to do. And people seemingly don't have as much anymore. And that's just what the economy has yielded right now. So I'm not, but it is noticeable that there has been a definite, I mean, it was just not long ago we were talking about, are they ever going to not fill the building? And now there's shots of it where it looks like it's just about three quarters filled, if that.
I forget if it was Pony or Mueller who said this, and I think it makes a lot of sense, sort of the Atlanta Braves-ness of, and they said it better than I just did, of the Pittsburgh Penguins, where, okay, you know they're probably going to make the playoffs, and they have made the playoffs for, 17 straight years, but it's been five straight years of disappointment, and I think people are just waiting to see. You're bored with the winning in the regular season.
I'm also a quality over quantity fan at this point in my life, and I think a lot of people are, especially with new venues, and I think the new sports fan is. When I was 12, 15 years old, especially like 15 years old, and I'd go with my buddies, if I could go to 20 Penguin games, every Pitt basketball game, and 50 Pirate games, I would. And I would sit in peanut heaven and do whatever. Now, at this point in my life, and the people that do have more expendable income, I would rather go one or two times and do it right than go 8 or 10 times and just get in.
You know, this is not a dig at you, but we were also watching our box TV. Now you got 80-inch TVs where you can just put the game on and you're right there in the comfort of your home.
Plus, you know, and this is, and you know this better than anybody, Dorn, The construction around arena sucks.
Oh, you can't. Yeah, yeah. It's park, a disaster. There's no parking.
It's disaster. A disaster. Yeah. Unless you have, and here's the thing, if you don't have a plan and you don't know, then it's okay. Like if you're somebody in the dark and you're driving from Brownsville, you're like, oh man, I'm there. If you're somebody that goes every game and you do have a plan in a parking space, you're like, okay, I know what I'm going to do. But if you're somebody in that middle ground and you're like, I know it sucks down there, it's, man, I ain't even going to go. And there's a lot of people like that, that they don't have a parking pass. They know what it's about. And they're like, I just don't want the headache.
Right. Am I going to park downtown, like in the heart of downtown and have to walk up in the cold? Like,
and don't dismiss this. And I don't care what some other people say. Like, it doesn't bother me. It is what it is. But for some people, it's rough downtown. There's a lot of homeless people walking around. It's not a pretty sight.
Right.
Like it's
at night.
It ain't a fun time for some people. It's just, that's the reality of it.
And above and beyond that, and looking into the future, I'm curious to see how this affects the demographics of the regular crowd. And you know, we've become so accustomed to people talking about, oh, it's a corporate crowd, it's a corporate crowd. And, you know, for a long time, it has been. It's the people that can afford the tickets. Well, as the prices come down, does that help a different level of fan get back into the building that maybe couldn't regularly get back into the building over the last 15 years?
Bam, breaking news. Aaron Judge in agreement with the Yankees.
Oh, wow.
Nine years.
Oh, boy, I'm going to throw up.
Wow.
Nine years.
$300. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record. Aaron Judge hits his 62nd. All the Yankees out of the dugout to greet him.
9 years, $360 million.
Baby. Nice to see the upstart
Yankees.
That's
$40 million a year.
You honestly know what I'm going to do in about 2 hours from now? Take my kid to the batting cage. And he's staying there all day. That's what I'm going to do.
Did you guys see the study of the baseballs that were put into play this year and how it was dead balls all across the league except for two occasions, All-Star game and commemorative games, and then the postseason and Yankee games in September.
You know who they need to make a play for now.
Now here comes the payoff pitch. Swung on, hit in the air to left field. That ball is high.
This guy.
It is far.
Need to make a play now. Followed up
just
with
tie the
here
game.
We are.
His first Yankee home
here
run.
Here we go.
Oh, I'm just wild about Harry.
Oh, yeah.
Harry.
Bader.
He homers.
Let's go. Get him long term. Anyway, Dorn, tell us about something before we come right back and tell you how Crowley's just a total freaking pig.
Oh, man. Well, are you looking for an engagement ring out there? If you are, I got the perfect play for you, and that's Noah Gabriel and Company Jewelers. These folks will work with you and your budget to create the perfect engagement ring. It's a big moment to let Noah Gabriel and crew give you the best chance to succeed. Stop by the Pine Tree Shops in Wexford, Ross Park Mall, or visit NoahGabrielCo.com. That's NoahGabrielCo.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. Midweek morning mouth off. It is coming up at 8:45, so 11 minutes from right now. Midweek morning mouth off. Every Wednesday, normally 7:45, but we had to move Whaley, so it's 8:45. Get ready for the fans' midweek morning mouth off. It's in 11 minutes from now, so get your take ready. The best take wins a $25 gift card to Salem's Market and Grill, Pittsburgh's destination for halal foods and Middle Eastern fare. This week's question is this. Mike Tomlin had a big take about the Steelers and Baltimore rivalry, the Steelers and Ravens. Which team is the Steelers' most hated rival for you and why? 412-928-9370. That's coming up at 8:45. We want your calls. But right now, Crowley, tell us why you're a pig.
Yeah, I'm pretty embarrassed about this, and I probably shouldn't have brought it up, but whatever. I'm an open book. I totally forgot to shower on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I showed up yesterday morning, and I was ripe and rank, baby. And I'm wondering how long I could go before it's noticeable. Maybe it was noticeable yesterday. When my guy Matt Cole walked in here, the air moved around, and I sort of caught a whiff of myself. Ooh. How embarrassing. Because I'm usually, I mean, I am on top of the hygiene game. I am.
How do you forget to shower?
Yeah, how did that happen?
Yeah,
there was just too much going on, and then I go to bed early. I mean, we all go to bed early.
Mm-hmm.
But I sent out an email at night, maybe listened to a podcast for 10 minutes. Laid down, just forgot to shower, didn't fall back into my routine.
Yikes.
I know.
I sometimes shower 4 times a day.
Yep.
Like 4 times a day. I always shower when I wake up.
Yep.
I shower just about every night before I go to bed.
Yep.
So I'll shower before I go to bed, and then even though I didn't get dirty sleeping,
I feel like I sweat, though, and I'm like hot. And
well,
like,
I need the shower to wake up. It's a wake-up mechanism. Then I always shower after I work out, so that's at least 3.
Yep.
And then there are some times that at about, because I'll shower at about 12:30 or 12:40 or so after I'm done working out. And then sometimes I'll shower at like 2 o'clock just for like something to do.
Something to do.
You ever shower to warm up?
Yeah, oh, all the time.
Yeah, I'll take a shower just to warm up. Just
absolutely.
See, at least once a day. Like, if at least once. I'm not a wake-up shower guy, but I definitely before bed at the very least.
I have to shower at least twice a day. Like, just like Colin said, wake up and at night. And then if I work out, got to shower. And then if I'm going out, like at like 4 o'clock to dinner, got to shower. And then if I come home, I'm like, all right, I'm like nasty from being around a bunch of people or doing whatever. I got to shower. So I'm a big shower guy. Crowley, I can't believe that you – forgot. I just, it doesn't comprehend with me.
Slipped my mind. And it was, I knew it when I was walking in here.
I smelled you yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, it was bad.
It was no good?
No.
And sometimes it could slip my mind to maybe like, did I put the bread tie back on the bread? Sometimes it'll slip my mind like, oh, man, did I shut the garage door or not? It never once has slipped my mind, not one time in my life, to... Did I shower or not?
When's the last time you think you've gone over a day without showering?
I know exactly when. When I rode that train with my son, and we went from here all the way to Florida, and there was a shower, but I didn't feel like doing it on the train. And then we ended up stopping, and we got delayed just a little bit because Amtrak, while it's great, it's never on time. So we like stopped in like South Carolina or somewhere for a little bit, and then we got delayed. And I made it, and we made it to Orlando. And I could feel myself just dirty.
Yeah.
I felt like
you're covered in a
practice.
Film.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my. And I got off and I walked off and I couldn't walk off my smell. Like I couldn't walk past it. This haze. I realized the haze wasn't following me. I realized I was the haze.
You were like pig pen.
Yes. Yeah. And I got in that Uber and I said to my son, I said, I know you want to go to like Disney Springs or whatever, walk around. We got to go to this hotel immediately, and I just need to I just feel disgusting.
Oh, Crowley.
Mm-hmm.
Do you – I don't know if I want to.
Yeah, go ahead.
Uh-oh. Too late.
Do you guys ever put deodorant down there?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
I never once have. What? Tell me about it. Does it feel good?
Different stick, though.
Is there a different stick?
I use a different stick.
Wait,
you use the same kind of deodorant, but a separate one
that goes down there.
Okay, I don't do that, but I do use, there are days when I know I'm going to be out and about and sweaty, and I will rub some down there.
The same stick that you use on your underarms?
Mm-hmm. It's all sweaty.
Interesting. Is it a spray or a stick?
No, stick.
Hmm. Huh.
I just think
the white or clear.
It's blue, but yeah, you know, it's Old Spice.
You know that I can't see colors.
Oh, well, then it's the clear kind.
Okay.
But I would never put the chalky kind down there, you know what I mean? Because I think
sure.
that would be a mess.
Certainly. Yeah, you don't want that.
But there are the two smelliest parts of the human body. Are
you know what I like? Mm-hmm. I like when you go play golf yeah. and you're like one of those nice country clubs. I will use every single thing on that sill.
Yep.
I don't care what it is.
Yep.
Deodorant, give me three of those, spraying it on myself. One of those combs that's dipped in that blue stuff. All right, let's. I don't even have hair. Yeah. I'm going to put it on my
combing?
Head. Yes, let's go.
Combing your beard,
right?
In the
mirror. All of it. Oh, this talcum powder.
Yep.
Where's this go? There, in between that and that. Yes, talcum powder. Come on, everything
mouthwash.
That's on that. All of it. All of it. If you're in a country club, if you're at Oakmont or Fox Chapel or somewhere,
you gotta take advantage of it.
Every single thing that's on. Oh, this. What's this little bag for, sir? It's for your shoes. I'm gonna take one.
And you know they don't have like regular like. Paper towels either. They have like the real nice ones.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just wash my hands and wash them. I don't pull like a mother-in-law move where I take stuff and put it in my purse and take it home. Like I don't pull that move, but I'll use everything there.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's for.
Yeah.
You'd be disappointing them if you didn't.
Oh god.
I gotta get, wait, you put deodorant on, under your junk.
Yeah, it smells.
Yep, but not if you
sure. To stay fresh. Why do you put it underneath your underarms to stay fresh, right?
Bang. Even if you're clean, you still don't want to smell.
Right.
I agree with that. But I shower so much that it never
gets to that point.
I don't believe it ever gets to that point. I'm a shower freak.
Yeah.
Like Rick James, you shower freak. And then they remade that song, right? What's her name? Made it?
Nicki Minaj.
Oh, Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
She's a lot like Mother Teresa, that Nicki Minaj.
Yeah,
exactly. She's
real, very giving of
straight
herself.
Ahead,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
She's a big role
she's
model.
She's a big-time citizen of this country.
Yeah. What is Nicki Minaj's background?
She was a lawyer.
Hell out of here. She was?
Yes.
It's weird to me to hear women say words like that.
Not me.
You like that,
yeah,
huh?
Like
you like
that
stuff?
Yeah,
I can't do it. I turn it. It's too
much for you.
I guess I'm a Pollyanna. I can't. It's just it's too much. Was she really a lawyer? No, she wasn't.
No,
no she
I got
wasn't.
You. I got you.
All right, coming up next, midweek morning, mouth off. Let's go. What is so funny, Crowley?
I'm over here Googling Nicki Minaj as a lawyer.
It's just so easy.
Wait, she's almost 40 already?
Yeah, she says crazy words.
Yeah,
crazy
keep
stuff.
Keep saying them.
She says stuff she says stuff that makes me cringe.
It makes me going. Gets going.
Here we go. Here we are. Midweek morning mouth off. Right now, Salem's Market and Grill. They've got a gift card for you. Pittsburgh's destination for halal foods and Middle Eastern fare. Best take on this. You get that gift card. Mike Tomlin, he talked about the rivalry with the Ravens. Who is the Steelers' most hated rivalry in your eyes? Who's their most hated rival, I should say? 412-928-9370. Your call's now. Midweek morning mouth off. Let's go. Crowley, we got a bunch of calls. We're going to do it here. Let me tell you this. Every Wednesday morning, generally around 7:45, but today we had... Doug Whaley, we had to bump up, so it was 8:45. Today it's 8:47. We're a couple minutes late, but we got calls. We get the fans' midweek morning mouth off going. Salem's Market and Grill, they help us with this because they are great. The best call, the best take, gets that $25 gift card to Salem's, Pittsburgh's destination for halal foods and Middle Eastern fare. The question today, so line them up, 412-928-9370 is this. Mike Tomlin talked about the Steelers and Ravens rivalry, how it takes two to tango, a dance partner, all that kind of stuff. He loves this rivalry. A lot of Pittsburgh does like this rivalry. They really do. And it may be the answer for you, but explain. Which team is the Steelers' most hated rival in your eyes, and why? Give us a good explanation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Crowley, begin the festivities, sir.
Justin and Beaver.
Justin.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'd say the Bengals, just because, there's a lot of hatred with Vontaze Burfict. I really hate that guy. Not really a big fan of Vontaze Burfict. That kind of threw it off for me in the whole playoffs a couple years ago. They took out, Antonio Brown and Juju. So I'd say the Bengals, just because I really don't like them.
All right, got it. Fair. Yeah, fair. It's a solid point. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's an award-winning one, but it's a good one. It's at good that. One. Yeah, straight
into the point. Kickstarter of sorts.
Uh-huh, it got us kicked off. It's a Matthew Wright kickoff. Comes down at about the 9. Yeah, so what do you got?
John in the car.
Hi, John.
Hey, morning, guys. Hey, listen, while I'm not real fond of the troglodytes in Cleveland, the criminals in Baltimore, or the Cro-Magnons in Philadelphia, it's got to be the Patriots. It's one thing to lose the guys on the field, but it's another thing to lose because they're cheating. Between Deflategate and filming teams at their practices, and that pretty boy Tom Brady who won a game in the grass bowl. It's got to be the Patriots.
John, are you from Pittsburgh?
How can you tell?
Keep him on hold. That's our leader in the clubhouse right now.
About half a dozen synonyms for caveman used in there as well. Troglodyte.
Incredible. 412-928-9370, that number. Midweek morning mouth off. The most hated Steelers rival is which team? Who we got? Adam?
Jay and Plum.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, what's up, guys? I would say the Cincinnati Bengals. Because they're so uncouth. They throw batteries at you. They curse at you. One time we took a DJ down there for Battle of the DJs. Every time we played Black and Yellow, they would cut the power. And then they had the audacity to come up with some stupid knockoff song, Orange and Black or some crap, man. They suck.
There we go. Is that better than the previous call?
It's close.
I like Jay.
It's close.
I like Jay. Keep them both on hold, if you will. 412-928-9370. Crowley, who we got?
Mark and Plum.
Hi, Mark and Plum again.
It's got to go deep, way back from the 70s. It's got to be the Raiders.
All right. I don't know if he leapfrogs those other two guys. This is a time, though, it's high time to dislike the Raiders because the Immaculate Reception anniversary and all of that and what's happening on Christmas Eve. Next, who we got?
Dave Carr.
Hi, Dave.
What's going on? I say the Dallas Cowboys because we both got the biggest fan base. Plus, playing the Super Bowl in the 70s. And it was ugly. It was an ugly ordeal between the both teams. Especially about that one game where Neil O'Donnell threw straight to Larry Brown.
Not just once.
Not just once.
Right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. You know, this is generational.
It's absolutely. For sure.
Nobody has hit on mine. Nobody will, I don't think. But mine is so obvious. Like,
so
for me, it's not even close.
Me too.
All of these different teams that people talk about. Mine is like, it's just slam dunk. 412-928-9370. Who we got?
Ben.
Ben, go.
Listen, mistake by the lake, the Cleveland Browns. They suck. 19 different quarterbacks, 400 different coaches. Get them out of here. I hate the Browns.
Okay.
All right.
That's who mine is.
That's who mine is, too.
It's straight into the point. I don't know if he made his point as good as the other fella. Who's our leader, do you think, right now, Crowley? Who you got, do you think?
I got John in the car.
I think John in the car still is the leader. Let's take, I don't know, maybe two more. 412-928-9370. The Steelers' most hated rival in your eyes, and you get this Salem's gift card, Salem's Market and Grill, Pittsburgh's destination for halal foods and Middle Eastern fare. Adam?
Let's go to Dave.
Hi, Dave. Dave?
David?
How is nobody saying the Cleveland Browns right now? It is such an obvious rivalry. If you grew up in the 80s, if you went to any games over there, you'd have girls stealing your hats, running behind an RV or a car.
Fair. It is the Browns, but I don't know for, you know, RV and car reasons. Put that guy back on. I think he wins. Who do we say, Dave?
John.
Yeah, him too. John. Hi, John. How you doing? You win.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, not a problem. Do you know where Salem's Market and Grill is?
Yes, sir, down in the Strip.
Yep, there you are. We're going to give you this gift card, $25 gift card. I'm going to put you back on hold. What part of town are you from, by the way?
I'm from Greenfield.
Okay, Greenfield. Yes.
Home of Shane Murray.
Yes, home of a lot of people. Yeah. You ever spend any time down McGee Field you drinking a beer below the bleachers?
Oh, yeah.
There we are. Good stuff. Good stuff by you. We appreciate it. Get on hold, and then we'll get you down to Salem.
I'm with John, too. Patriots are mine. They snatched Super Bowl appearances right out from underneath my Pittsburgh Steelers. They're my most hated rival.
Did it seem like that a couple weeks ago or not a couple weeks ago in the beginning of the season? I feel like there wasn't that much.
I feel like they had a rivalry with Brady, but not necessarily with the Patriots. I feel like they have a rivalry with the Browns, no matter who the nameless gray faces are.
Especially the last game of the season, it's going to be amped up.
Do you ever go to Greenfield? Do you ever play at McGee Field? Do you ever play a baseball game there?
No.
It's one of those ones where they try to make a football field a baseball field, or just like a rectangular field a field, and it's great. It's an awesome place. Has these old on the left on the third base side. It has big. It used to, at least when I was growing up. It has cement bleachers that go all the way up, like big ones. But left field is like 470 feet. Right field is like 160 feet. Mm-hmm. It's built in like a rectangle. Yeah. And there was a time in which I remember Central played there for a little while. There was one light post that was identified. And if you hit a home run to the right of it, between the right field line and that light post, it was just a double if you hit it over the fence.
Because it wasn't deep enough.
It wasn't far enough.
Right.
They just gave you a double. But if you hit a home run beyond that, like towards center field, it was a home run. In center field and in left field, it was just all you could get. Like, if you just had to run like hell.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, if you hit it up. Like, because a ball was going to go, oh, there's a swimming pool, like, way deep in left field. City pool.
McGee
Field is one of the greatest fields in anywhere. And it happens to be in Greenfield.
Wow.
It has, like, a recreation center and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's still there? It's still rocking?
I haven't been over there in a while, but I would assume. The Fern Hollow Bridge may have screwed things up a little bit. If you're going that way, kind of. But, no, it is fabulous. But I just remember them explaining once. I think it may have been like a ninth grade baseball game. No, I forget what. But they're like, if it goes on this side of the pole, it's just a double. I'm like, that's weird. It's really weird.
Right.
I'm right-handed, so it really didn't matter.
Right, bring your lefties back in.
Yeah. But
lefties, you get the ball rolling, you might have it in the park, right?
It was down the right field line.
Right field line was a short one.
So lefties would hit a ton. But they could hit a legitimate home run down the right field line and still only get a double. You could hit it 900 feet right down the right field line, and they'd still only be like, it's just a double.
Down the left field.
Oh, yeah. You got to run.
If you get it rolling, it could go forever.
Forever.
You could have it in the park home
all
run.
The way to the pool.
Yep. Go around the bases twice.
Forget the pool. Right. It'd go all the way to Homestead.
Right.
It'd go, you know? Be amazing. All right, top of the hour, George Pickens talk, your calls too. Special guest joins us at 9:30 to tell us about the festivities down on the North Shore tomorrow, because it's going to be fantastic for our Christmas karaoke event. Fan weather right now brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Great deal on a newer pre-owned vehicle. Great service too. You'll find it at Sun Chevrolet. Rain today, high in the 50s.
That's the weather.
All right, QC Kinetics wants to help you out. Maybe you got an old sports injury. We're just talking about that kind of stuff. Your shoulder hurts, your back hurts, your knees hurt. Maybe all of it hurts. QC.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.